Today we're tightening old-school DNB swing and giving it that chopped vinyl character inside Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to make a loop swing harder, it's to make it feel like a record that's been cut up, handled, and reassembled with intent. You want it loose, human, a little unstable, but still locked enough to hit a club system properly. That's the sweet spot. This style sits right in the heart of a DNB tune. It works especially well in the intro into the first drop, in the main 8 or 16 bar drop phrase, and in those switch-up moments where you want the groove to move without losing pressure. That matters musically because old-school swing gives jungle and early rollers that head nod pull. And it matters technically because chopped vinyl character creates movement without needing loads of extra sounds, which helps the arrangement breathe and stay DJ-friendly. So let's build it the right way. Start with a break loop, not a fully programmed grid. If you have a break sample, drop it into an audio track and let Ableton's transient detection help you slice it. Or put it into simpler and use slice mode if that's your workflow. The main idea is simple. Keep the original micro variation in the break. Don't flatten it into something sterile. If you're starting from MIDI, build a kick and snare skeleton first. Put the kick on the one, anchor the snare where that classic DNB backbeat lives, and then layer the break around it. Don't quantize every little hit perfectly. Leave some ghost notes and hat fragments a few milliseconds late. That slight push-pull is a huge part of the old-school feel. What to listen for here is whether the break is breathing against the main hits. A good groove should nod forward, not stomp in place. If it feels alive but still controlled, you're on the right track. Next, give the break a proper hierarchy. This is important, because chopped vinyl character falls apart if every slice is equally loud and equally bright. Split the break into rolls, main snare, ghost snare, kick fragments, hat ticks, and little fill tails. You can duplicate the break onto separate tracks or trigger slices individually in simpler. Then clean it up with stock tools. Use EQA to trim low rumble you do not need. A high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz is usually enough. If the break is fighting the kick, make a small cut in the 120 to 200 Hz area, depending on where the kick body sits. And if you want a little more grit, add saturator with a modest drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and switch on soft clip if the break is too polite. Why this works in DNB is because the genre depends on drum hierarchy. If the chopped break is too full range, the kick and bass lose authority. If the break is too clean, you lose the old-school personality. You want the break to carry motion and texture, while the kick and snare still own the impact. What to listen for now is the snare. It should feel like the center of the groove, not just another transient in the pattern. If the ghost notes start shouting louder than the main snare, you've gone too far with top end or compression. Pull it back and protect that anchor. Now let's talk swing. In Ableton, you can use groove pool, but don't rely on a preset to do all the work. Start with a subtle groove on the break or on the hat fragments, then manually nudge specific hits. A tiny move, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds late on certain ghost notes, can sound way more convincing than a global swing amount alone. A really useful approach is to use two layers of timing logic. Keep the main drum hits fairly stable. Let the chopped break fragments and ghost notes drift slightly behind the grid. That keeps the track danceable. If everything swings the same amount, the drop can start feeling drunk and lose its forward motion. But if only the ornaments swing, you get movement without losing impact. If you want a more authentic jungle lilt, let the break fragments sit a little late and keep the kick and snare more fixed. If you want a tighter rollers feel with vintage flavor, make the swing subtler and use it mainly on hats, ghost notes, and percussion. That choice changes the whole attitude of the tune. Now comes the part where the chopped vinyl character really lands, phrasing the break like a sample, not a loop. Take a 4 or 8 bar break phrase and edit it so it changes shape every 2 bars. For example, let bars 1 and 2 run full, then remove one kick fragment in bars 3 and 4, swap in a different ghost note slice in bars 5 and 6, and cut the last half beat in bars 7 and 8 so the next phrase opens up. This is where the record-like feeling comes from. You don't want constant variation every beat. You want audible phrasing changes. If the loop starts feeling too MIDI clean, commit it to audio and cut it directly in the arrangement. That is often quicker, and it sounds more like a real edited record. What to listen for is whether the loop feels performed, not repeated. You should notice the changes, but not lose the pulse. That's the key. Now write the bass as a response to the drums, not as a constant wall under everything. In DNB, especially when the drums are busy, a bassline with some space can feel heavier than one that never stops. Use a sub-focused layer and a mid layer if you need them separate. A solid stock device chain could be something like Operator or Waveeatable as your source, then a QA to clean up unnecessary low-end clutter, then Saturator for harmonic weight, then Utility to keep it mono. You can add auto filter if you want arrangement movement. Keep the sub mostly below about 100 to 120 Hz in mono. Let the gritty movement live above that. If you're using a restyle layer, high pass it so it doesn't muddy the kick region. Phrase the bass in 2-bar or 4-bar calls and responses. Maybe a short stab after the snare in bar 1, a rest in bar 2, then a small note change in bar 3, and a little fill note in bar 4. That kind of writing leaves space for the chopped break to speak. And this is why it works in DNB. The bass doesn't just ride the drums, it answers them. It dodges, it breathes, and it gives the groove room to hit harder. Sometimes the absence of a note is what makes the drop feel heavy. Remember that. If you want extra vinyl character, add it in a controlled way. Resample a short drum phrase or bass phrase onto an audio track, then process it lightly. You can use auto filter for a slow spectral shift, saturator for edge, and a very subtle echo on a send or duplicated return if you want a degraded tail feel. Utility can help if you want to narrow or focus the image. A good trick is to resample only the top mid character of the break, not the sub foundation. Then you can abuse the texture while keeping the low end clean and solid. That's the balance you want. What to listen for here is whether the texture feels like part of the same record. If it sounds like an obvious effect pasted on top, it's too separate. Narrow the processed range, reduce the wet amount, and blend it back into the source. Before you go any further, check the groove against the kick and snare in context. Soloing the break can fool you. It might sound full of swing on its own, but once the bass and the rest of the drop come in, it could smother the transient hierarchy. So audition 3 versions. Drums only, drums plus bass, and the full drop phrase. You're checking whether the snare still feels like the anchor, and whether the bass leaves enough air after the snare for the groove to snap back into place. If the break feels amazing solo but loses punch with bass, shorten the bass notes, trim some low-mid saturation, or reduce the tail on the break. Keep the main bass and kick centered and mono-compatible. If your Y-chopped layer is carrying important rhythmic identity, move that identity higher in frequency, so the low end can stay stable. From there, give the section a small arrangement move every 4 or 8 bars. This is what turns loop design into an actual track. In a 16-bar drop, maybe the first 4 bars establish the groove, the next 4 drop out one hat fragment and bring in a bass answer, the next 4 introduce a chopped fill or reverse slice, and the final 4 strip the break thinner for a breath, before the next section. A simple but powerful move is to cut the last half beat of the break on bar 8 and let the bass hit into the next phrase alone. That tiny vacuum can hit harder than a big fill. In DNB, those gaps matter a lot. You can also use automation sparingly to create record movement. Automate auto filter cutoff on a percussion or texture layer for a bar or two before a transition. Push saturator drive up just a touch on the last hit of a phrase. Dip the volume of a ghost note layer right before the snare returns. Open the bass filter slightly in the second 8 bars. Keep all of that subtle. The groove should feel like it's being handled, not redesigned every bar. Too much automation starts sounding modern and over-engineered, and that can kill the underground feel. One useful coaching tip here is to work in 2 versions from the start. Keep a clean, playable groove as your reference, and make a second version that's more chopped and risky. That way, if the heavier it starts drifting into cool idea, less usable record, you've got a stable version to come back to. That habit will save you from over-editing the life out of the loop, and commit sooner than feels comfortable when it's working. Once the break has the right push-pull and the bass is answering it properly, bounce it to audio. Then you can make more surgical cuts, trim tails, and get more authentic record-like handling. In this style, the last 10% is often not more sound design. It's cleaner editing. Here's the bigger picture. The main skill is not just making a loop swing. It's deciding where the groove is allowed to breathe and where it has to stay nailed down. In DNB, that judgment matters more than the amount of swing itself. If the break feels great in solo but the snare stops reading clearly once the bass and atmospheres come in, pull back the break complexity before you touch the bass. The snare is usually the truth source. A good rule to keep in mind is this. If you can't explain what each imperfection is doing, it's probably just clutter. Late hats create drag. Clip tails make the bar feel cut. Empty gaps give the bass space. Small velocity differences keep it human. Every little rough edge needs a job. So let's recap. Dart for the real break and preserve its micro-variation. Shape it into a hierarchy so the snare stays in charge. Use subtle timing moves instead of heavy-handed quantize. Edit the phrase so it changes shape every couple of bars. Build the bass as a response, not a constant wall. Add vinyl character in a controlled way, and keep the low end clean, centered, and club safe. Then lock the whole thing into arrangement with small, purposeful changes, every 4 or 8 bars. If it feels like a record being cut and reassembled while still driving a dance floor, you're in the right zone.